The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlaha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf kuf ayin. Today's daf is being studied in the Shmat Avram ben Esther, v'hashem t'nechem b'gan ayden, amen. Begin today's daf at kuf samichtet amud bet, we are the two dots. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, הנותן מתנה לחברו ויעזיל לו את השטר חזרה מתנתו והחכמים אומרים מתנתו קיימת. We saw this מחלוקת on yesterday's daf. רבן שמעון גמליאל says, a person gives his friend a gift. He gives him a gift. ויעזיל לו את... And he gave him a gift with a star. He wrote, הרי אני נותן לך מתנה זו, as the guy's name on it. He gives him the matana, he gives him the shtar. The guy who's holding the shtar returns the shtar back to the giver. The law is the matana goes back. Even though the shtar wasn't written for that direction. It wasn't written for that person. The shtar was written to receive a gift. Once you return the shtar back, when you return the shtar, the item goes back as well. That's the shita of Rashbag. Normally I would say, like the Hachamim, make another shtar. This is a, you're gifting it. You want to give it back to me? So write a shtar to give it back. I could use the same shtar. He goes, no, you could use the same shtar that you received the gift. Just return the shtar and the matana goes back as well. We'll have to see how that works. So Gemara says, "My ta'ama de Rabban Shimon Gamliel." What's his logic? Amar Rav Aseh, "Na'asa ko'omer lo, sade zu netuna lecha ko zeman sheshetar beyadecha." It's as if the way it works is, it's as if he's saying, as long as you're the holder of the shtar, the matana is yours. Once you relinquish the shtar, so the matana is not yours anymore. So it's like there was an unwritten condition over here, so to speak. So he gave him the shtar. So I'm holding the shtar, it's my matana. You get rid of the shtar, give it to someone, and it goes back. That's the way he's understanding it. The Gemara says, "Matkif la rava ihache, nignav o avad, nameh." Oh, so you tell me if the guy loses the shtar, or the shtar gets stolen, you tell me, that's it, he's not the owner anymore. It doesn't make sense. Ela amar aba beotiyot niknot bemesira kamepalge. The machloket over here is a big machloket, famous machloket. Can you kone letters with handing over? I explain. Rabban Shimon Gamliel sabar otiyot niknot bemesira. Rabbanan sabri en otiyot niknot bemesira. What are you trying to give over? The letters in the shtar, the words in the shtar. Right, I received the gift. Now I want to give it back. So you know what? Take the shtar. How do you give over a shtar to somebody? So one opinion holds that the way you give a shtar over, you need to write another shtar to give over the shtar. A shtar on the shtar. And the Rashbag says no. Otiyot niknot b'mesira. Once you give it over, I can connect the words on the shtar b'mesira. That's the machloket. How do you have to be makne you the shtar? That's what I have to do to you now. Because that's how I'm giving out, transferring the property. So it's better to just give it over. What kinyan did I make over here? You made a kinyan on the otiyot with the paper, with your hands, with mesira. Hachamim say, no, mesira is not good on the otiyot. You have to actually make a kinyan on the kinyan, a kinyan on the shtar itself. Look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says, we could start the last Rashbam in the page. Rabbi Sabar, otiyot niknot b'mesira. Kida'amar name Rabbi behedya. Where do we have Rabbi over here? We have Rashbag. It's coming up. Okay, so go look at the one before that then. Look at this third line, third wide line in Rashbam's. Rabban Shimon Megamliel Sabar, otiyot. Ben the shtare meka, whether it's a business deal, a sale, ben the matana, niknot the mekabel matana, veloke bemsirat tashtar kilomar. Afal bi shedevarim enam niknim, which means even though devarim words, you can't make a kinyan on words. Kevan deketuvim b'shtar, since the words are written in the shtar, niknin im kabbalat kelaf. When he receives the shtar, the klaf, so then already it's niknit the words. Vechivan shi'azilo tashetar, hazra matanato uflugtahi b'mocheret ha'safina. Okay, it's machloket in earlier in daf ayin vav. V'fapi shepiresh rabbeinu Hanan el, delet el cheta kereshbag, diyahid v'rimu lecha kerabim. Rabbeinu Hanan explain, we don't go like Rashbag. He's an individual. Yahid rabbim lecha kerabim. However, the Rashbam says, afidu hache el cheta kereshbag. We do go like Rashbag. De'otiyot niknot v'mesira. Even though he didn't use a different shtar, can he? B'shtar ha'karidach, hu v'chol sh'avodah dekaman k'rabbi nisvila otiyot nekdo b'mesira. That's it. The Rashbam is posek like Rabbi, that we hold indeed otiyot. So therefore, if you wrote a shtar, now you want to give the shtar back, so I'm writing you the otiyot I'm giving you back, so I can just give it over, hand it over. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a little more about this machloket over here. Good. So he just writes over here, shtar is called otiyot. Why do we call a shtar otiyot? Meshum sh'ikar shovyo eno misad gufo. The ikar of a shtar is what? Not the paper. The ikar of the shtar is what's on the paper. Is this the words? So he says, b'sha'a sh'ba'alim rishonim muslim la'adam achar et ha'shtar shebo kanu et ha'chefetz oto mekevel kone et ha'otiyot shel ha'shtar. Which means the first guy that bought the field, when he gets the shtar, what part of the shtar does he own? He owns the word. The word is the main part of the shtar. Da'inu kone et ha'chefetz ha'muskar b'shtar. The duma im Reuven machar o natan tzadeh l'Shimon. Reuven gives a gift to Shimon. V'ikna l'ota b'shtar matana. He gives him a shtar matana. Yachol Shimon lehaknot et ha'sadeh l'Levi al yedeh mesirat ha'shtar liyado. Okay, which means he can give the gift, he can give the shtar, who's giving who to? Reuven to Shimon. Reuven, Natan, Sadel, Shimon. Vikna lo ota b'shtar. Yachol Shimon, now Shimon has the shtar. Yachol Shimon lachnot et ha-sadel levi. How? Al yedim misilat ha-shtar. He can just give him over the shtar that he got. By giving over the shtar, it goes to Levi. Okay. לעיל הביאה גמרא מחלוקת תנאים במה אותיות נכנות רבי סובר אותיות נכנות במסילה היינו מסת השטר החברים סוברים שמלבד מסילת האותיות למקבס לי גם לכתוב שטר אחר שם כתוב שאת הכתב בשטר הוא מקנה לקונה לדעת חכמים אם הוא רק ימסור את השטר לחברו הוא יכול לתנו לטעון שהוא התכוון להקנות לו רק את הדייר ולא את הכתב כל את החכמים. When he gives him the paper, he could say, I didn't give you the words in the paper. The words in the paper can only be niknot with another shtar. She's the first case, he gave a shtar with the words on it. So the first time he bought it, okay, so he gave a shtar. Now you want to sell the words on this shtar, so you have to or transfer it in another shtar. Halakha does not follow Hachamim. Halakha follows Rashbag, or Rabbi, which we'll see now, that indeed shtar is niknit. We'll see that now. Tarva banan. We have a brighter. Haba lidon bishtar ubahazaka. Lidon bishtar. The very Rabbi. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer bahazaka. You have a guy, he's on a field. He has two ways to secure the field. Either he could use a shtar to show that the field is his, or he could use what's called hazaka. What's hazaka? Hey, I was on the field for 3 years. You didn't protest. So therefore that's called hazaka. So the Gemara is saying, he has one of two ways to secure the field. Either through a shtar or a hazaka. Which way must he use? So the Gemara says, we have a machloket. Haba nidon b'shtar or b'hazaka. Nidon b'shtar. Dovrei Rabbi. Rabbi says, in that case, you have to use the shtar to prove it. Haba shor gam nidon omer b'hazaka. That's a strange case. What do you mean? You should be able to use any which way to acquire the field. So the Gemara explains. What is the machloket over here? Ki atar avdim ya'amar be'otiyot Niknot b'mesira kamepalget. The machloket over here is by otiyot. Can you give over a shtar without just by giving it over? Rabban Shimon Gamliel Sabad en otiyot niknot b'mesira. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says en otiyot. Now we're learning en otiyot. We just said yes. I know. Just continue reading. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Sabad en otiyot niknot b'mesira. Rabbi Sabad otiyot niknot b'mesira. Now what's the machloket? So look at the bottom over here. Look at the Rashbam. Start the Rashbam. Tell the banan. Habalidon keneged the me'arer. There's a guy claiming, "Hey, that's my field." You want to show the guy that's claiming that the field is really yours? Al sadesh biyado b'shtarim hazakash. Toin karka zukaniti mimcha. He says, "Listen, I bought the field from you. V'adayin ashtar biyadi. I still have the shtar. V'gam yeshli aydim she'achati shne hazaka. And I also have proof." He's telling him, "Listen, I have two ways to prove it to you. I have my shtar, and I also have 3 years that I was over there. Nobody told me anything." Nidon b'shtar divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says you gotta use the shtar in that case. Rashbag says use the hazaka. What's the logic? B'maka b'pelge. Next one. Metuch kach tedat perusha brayta. Rabbi sabar otiyot niknot b'mesira. Kedekamar namer Rabbi be'ejo perek mochet asafina shamocher shtar chov la'avero. Which means if you're giving a shtar chov, you owed money. You want to give that to somebody else. You want to give that shtar to somebody else so he can collect. How do you transfer the shtar chov? Kevan shemasalo et hashtar biyado kana chov. That's it. Once you give it over, the loan is transferred and the shtar vedo lovel lezeh hakoneh. Kemo shiyam shumar lemalveh. Kozemat shlo hazaru mahalo kedamas shimuel. V'achi kamar. Now we get the case. Haba lidon b'shtarum hazaka. Guy has two claims. V'to'en le'uvid kenigad ha'me'ar'en. Sadez u'shidi. He said, "What do you mean? This is my field." He says, "Sharish Shimon shekana'o melevi masar lo shtar mechira katuv b'shmo v'kaniti asade v'mesirat hashtar kilu nechtav b'shmi." Oh, let's get it again. Habal yidon b'shtar mechira v'to'en le'uvid kenigad ha'me'ar'er. Le'uvid is claimed. Shimon says, "Hey, that's my field." Le'uvid's on the field already. He says, "Listen, buddy, I have two ways to connect this field. First of all, I have a shtar. And second of all, I have hazaka. But not a regular shtar. Not a shtar that you sold it to me. I have a shtar, you sold the field to Reuven or to Levi. And then Levi gave me the shtar. So therefore, I'm holding the shtar now." Oh, so the shtar came over to him through Mesira. So the B says, "Good. The shtar is a good shtar. If it came through Mesira, otiyot niknot b'mesira, use the shtar. Then don't use anything else." So again, v'to'en Reuven kenigad ha'me'arer sadez u'sheli sheresh Shimon shekana'o melevi. Shimon that bought the field from Levi, masar lo shtar mechira katuv b'shmo v'kaniti asadeh b'mesira kilu kenichtav b'shmi v'gam yachzakti b'sadeh shelosh shanim nidon b'shtar divrei Rabbi. V'idei ha'sheta shemasar lo kach kanu lo hasadeh otiyot niknot b'mesira v'lo tzarik tu I don't need the hazaka. You don't need the hazaka. That's the point. You can use the shtar. Don't it? Because hazaka, you got to bring witnesses, prove it, that you were there. You have the paper in your hand. But how did you get the paper? It was transferred to me. So what? That's good. And what is the other rabbi hold? The Rabbi Sabar Otiyot Niknot B'Mesira. Sorry, the Rabbi Gamliel Sabar En Otiyot Niknot B'Mesira. The Rabbi Sabar Otiyot Niknot B'Mesira. Beautiful. That's Otiyot Niknot B'Mesira. Use the shtar. And the Rabbi says no. Ain't otiyot niknot b'mesira. Therefore, you have to use the hazaka. Good machloket. One problem. Amar le'Abaye, imken pelukta ledemor. Abaye, very nice interpretation. Oh, I'm sorry. Who's giving this interpretation? This is given by Rav Dimi. So he says, very nice interpretation of Dimi. One problem. You're arguing on Rabbah. We just learned that Rabbah said that according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, otiyot yeh niknot b'mesira. Now you're coming along and saying, according to Rashbag, en otiyot niknot b'mesira. You're changing the shita of Rashbag. So he says, pelukta ledemor, you're arguing on the mor, on Rava. Amale v'tiflog. Yeah, so what? I'm arguing on him. What's the problem? I can't argue on Rava. He holds the Shabbat, holds this way, oh, the Shabbat goes the other way. I argue. What's the problem? Can't argue on the Rabbah all of a sudden? He says, no, you misunderstood my question. Amar le, hachi kamin alach. Matnita lo mitarza ela ked mitaratzna mor. Vimken kasha derabban Shimon Gamliel, adarabban Shimon Gamliel. That's my point. The only way we were able to answer the last shita, Rashbag, when you give a matana, right, and you transfer the shtar, Rashbag says, the matana is transferred by giving over the shtar. The only way to interpret that Mishnah is what? By saying that otiyot is niknot, the misira. There's no other way to explain Rashbag. Now you're coming along and explaining Rashbag in otiyot niknot b'shtar. You're making a contradiction in Rashbag himself. Forget about Rabbah. You could argue on Rabbah. But once you learn Rashbag in otiyot, you're stuck because there's no other way to learn the Mishnah that says when you transfer the shtar, the gift is returned. So you're making a contradiction in Rashbag himself. Ah, you're right. Okay, so scratch that. That's not the machloket in this case. We got to relearn the case. What's the machloket? Ela is always a rejection. Amar Abaye Achema Askinan Kegon Shinimsa Echad Mehem Karovu Pasul. Oh, new story. You have a shtar. He has a shtar, but on the shtar, one of the witnesses is either a relative to the buyer or the seller, or one of the witnesses is pasul, he's a gambler, he's a rasha, he's a thief. Okay, so what's the question? If you have a shtar, that's worthless. It's no good. What's the she'ela? So the Gemara says, "Uktad Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Elazar k'mepalgin. Rabbi Sabala k'Rabbi Elazar d'amar ade mesira karti. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Sabala k'Rabbi Meir d'amar ade hatima karti." Big machloket. Like we learned in Masechet Gittin a long time ago. What do we learn over there? When a guy gives a get, how does he give a get? He has the get. Get has two witnesses signed the get. And the get is given over in front of two witnesses. The edim on the get itself are called Adi Hatima. The edim that witness the giving of the get are called Adi Mesira. So there's a big mahlokin. Which edim are the ikar? Which edim make the get? Which edim are the main edim? So according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds Adem Mesira Karte. The main witnesses to validate the get is the witness that saw the get being given over. Either witnesses that we signed, that's them. If you can't find the Adem Mesira, or maybe the Adem Mesira are going to die. So we just put some other witnesses in the get itself. But the main witnesses, I don't care who's written in the get. The main thing is two guys saw the get being given over, Adem Mesira Karte. And what does Rabbi Meir hold? No, Adem Hatima Karte. The Edim that are in the Shtar itself, they're the ones that make the get. Big famous Machloket. So apply that over here. Guy has a Shtar. Beautiful. Who wins on the field? He's got a Shtar. Who's written on the Shtar? An Ed Pasul. Oh, so according to Rabbi says what? He could use the Shtar. I could use the shtar. Because Rabbi will hold like Rabbi Elazar, that the Adem Mesira Karte, that really we're not using the Adem on the shtar. There was two witnesses that witnessed this transaction. We have Adem Mesira in this case, let's say. You have two witnesses that witnessed the transaction. I don't care who's written in the shtar. Shiye Pasul, Shiye Karov. I'm not using those words. And according to Rashbag, he says, no, I go like Rabbi Meir. Ade Hatima Karte. And since the Adem of the shtar over here are Pasul, so therefore you cannot use it. That's the Ma'loket. Good guy presents a shtar with an Ed Pasul in it. What does Rabbi say? I don't care if the guy's Pasul. I don't go with Adi Hatim, I go with Adi Mesira. So therefore, you own the field. Because we have witnesses that saw the field transfer. According to Rashbag, no, I go with the shtar. Adi Hatima. Look at the Hatima, Pasul. So the Gemara comes along and says, Mechila. Nice try. No, nice try, but you forgot one integral point. Veha amar Rabbi Abba, modeh haya Rabbi Elazar, b'mezuyaf mitocho, shehu pasul. Rabbi Elazar, you're right, he said, adem esira karti. But what did he mean? That you don't use the kosher witnesses that are written in the get. But he's modeh, if you write a get with pasul witnesses, I don't care if you have Adem Mesira, the get is pasul. Because you're not allowed to put a psul better to put nothing than to put something wrong. Right. If you don't put any witnesses in the get, you just use Adem Sira. No problem, Adem Sira Karti. But Mizuyat Betocho, in the get itself, you use witnesses that are Karovu Pasul, even the Bin Azar holds, it's Pasul. Why? Maybe the Adem Sira are going to die, you're going to end up using these people now. Now you're going to come into problems. So therefore, even Rabbi Azar is more there, but Mizuyaf Betocho, when it's forged or when it's Pasul from within, you cannot use the get. So therefore you cannot learn the Mahloka like this over here, Karovu Pasul. Everybody holds if it's Karovu Pasul, the get is Pasul. And in this case over here, everybody would agree the shtar is Pasul, because you have it intrinsically Pasul inside the shtar. Oh, so we got to go back to square one. What's the mahloket between Rashbag and the B? Ela ma Rabbi Abina Hakol modim shim katav bo Huzkatnu le'edutan shel edim Venimsit edutan mezuyevet Shehu pasul ked Rabbi Abba. You're right. If the Bet Din writes on the start, we checked out the validity of these witnesses on the shtar, and we saw that their edut is mizuyefer is pasul. Everybody agrees it's pasul. So you got to fall off that answer. When you have mizuyef betocho, everybody holds the shtar is worthless. Lo nechdeku ela b'shtar she'en alav edim klal. You know what the case is talking about? There's no witnesses at all on the shtar. Oh, no witnesses at all, we can understand. The Rabbi Savala Krabi Lazar, the Amar Adem Sira Karti, the Rabbat Shimon Gamliel Savala Krabi Meir, the Amar Adehatima Karti. Okay, beautiful. So the guy basically went says, listen, I have a shtar and I have a Hazakah, by the way. It's my field. What type of shtar do you have? Says, you saw me the field. Hey, there's no witnesses on this. According to Rabbi Azar, I don't need witnesses. What are you relying on? The witnesses that saw it. Adem Sira. So you can use the shtar. So you have Adem Sira to back you up. And according to Rashbag, no, what kind of shtar is this? It's a paper. There's no witnesses on it because he holds adeh. Hatima karti. Very, very simple machloket. That's one way of learning. Now we're going to give alternate ways. Vibaitema bemode bishtar shiketavo sarich lekayemo kamepalgi. We saw this machloket a few times. What's the machloket? Mode bishtar shiketavo. What does that mean? The Malveh has a shtar. Malveh comes to the Bet Din as a shtar. He's owed money. The Dover comes along and says, I'm Mode, I wrote the shtar. This is legit, the shtar. But I'm just saying, I paid him. I don't owe him the money anymore. If you paid him, why is the Malveh holding the shtar? Usually when you pay, they're holding the shtar. So it's a big machlok. Once the Dover is Mode, Bishtar, it's like the shtar has kiyum now. Now you can collect immediately. Because I don't have a better guy to admit than the Lovay himself. The Lovay is saying the shtar is legitimate. So Bodeh Bishtar Sheketavo, according to one opinion, En Sari Kiyum. Finished. Shtar is legit, collect immediately. Another shita says, Bodeh Bishtar Sheketavo, Sarik Nekayemo. No, he's just being Bodeh, the shtar is kasher. But the same time that he's saying it's kasher, he's saying, he paid it. So he's making the shtar and he's breaking the shtar. So therefore, that opinion says, if you want to collect from it, now you need to make a kiyum. It's machloket. That machloket, amodeh b'shtar sheketavo im sarik lekayemo or not, is the machlok between the Rabbi and Rashbag. What happened? Gemara says, the Rabbi sabar, the Rabbi holds, modeh b'shtar sheketavo in sarik lekayemo. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel sabar, sarik lekayemo. What happened in this case? This case, the Nove, or what is this case over? The guy who has the house, the guy who has the field, he comes with a shtar. I have a shtar. The seller says, I'm Mode that I wrote the shtar. But what? Either I never gave it to you, we never went through with it, I wrote it but I never gave it to you, or you gave it to me back. And it fell. He's Mode that he wrote the shtar, but he's Mode that, he's not Mode that it transferred. So that we have a machloket. Rabbi is going to say, you're stuck. Mode b'shtar. Once already you're Mode b'shtar, sheketavo, it's kiyum already. All you got to do is present the shtar, and you get you get ownership. According to Rashbag, no, he's making the shtar, and he's breaking the shtar. He's like, I wrote it, but I didn't transfer it. So therefore, sarich lekayim odim. Don't use the shtar. Use your hazakah to establish the field. That's the machlok between Rashbag and Rabbi. Look at the Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Vihi ba'itema, all the way on the bottom. See, vihi ba'itema. We just have to read a couple of these Rashbams here. Vihi ba'itema, me'ar'er, shiketavo l'shtar, shbiyad zeploni, ve'kamar me'ar'er lo mechartiv. Vihi ba'itema. Me'ar'er. See, it's all on the bottom. שכתבון לשטר שביד זה פלוני, וכאמר מהרד, לא מחרטיב לה, וממני נפל השטר, ומצטיבי, he's, I'm more there, I wrote the star, but I dropped it. It fell on the floor, you picked it up. Too late. Once according to the B, מודה בשטר, זה כתבו, and he's holding it, collect. According to the Shbag, no, מודה בשטר שכתבו, I'm making the star, and at the same time I'm making the star, what am I saying? I paid it, or it fell, I never gave it to you. So then we have to make a kiyum. So according to the B, use the star. According to the Shbag, use the hazakah. Go one more line. Gemara says, nice machloket, only one problem. Gemara says, veha ipcha shem'ina lihu. Problem is, we have a braita that has the exact opposite between the B and the Shbag. You want to say that B holds and Sarik Lekayimu. And Rashbag says Sarik Lekayimu. I'll show you right over here, the exact opposite. So the Gemara just taught us that there's a machloket between Rabbi and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel on a case of Modeh Bishtar Sheketavo Im Sarik Lekayimu. What does that mean? You have a shtar. The Malveh is holding the shtar. The Loveh comes along and says, I'm Odeh, I wrote the shtar. But either I paid you back, and it fell, and you picked it up. So there's a machloket. One opinion says, once the Loveh is Modeh, that he wrote the shtar, finished. He built the shtar, it's a shtar. He's able to collect. You don't have to make kiyum, you don't have to validate it. There's nobody better than him. He validated it for you already. However, the other opinion holds, Modeh b'shtar sheketavo sarich lekayimo. Because why? He was modeh that he wrote the shtar, and he was modeh also that the shtar is paid. So the same guy that built the shtar, like a peshe asar, a peshe tir, the one that built the shtar is the one that breaks the shtar. You want to collect from the shtar, you better go validate it. So we learned in the Gemara that this is a mahluk between Rabbi and Rashbag. What was the mahlukit? Rabbi holds modeh b'shtar sheketavo in sarich lekayimo, and Rashbag holds modeh b'shtar sheketavo sarich lekayimo. Good. So Rashbag says sarich, and Rabbi holds in sarich. So the Gemara begins and says now, veha ibcha shem'inan lehu. But what do you mean? These opinions, we have them reversed. Why? Netanya, we have a braita. Shnayim adukim b'shtar. Two guys come into Beit Din, they're holding on to a shtar. Malveh omer shelihu, v'nafal memeni umsato. Veloveh omer shelechahu, uperativ lecha. The malveh says, it's mine. The shtar fell, I picked it up, this guy grabbed it from me. It's my shtar. He owes me money. The loveh comes along and says, I'm agreeing that
this is yours.
It's a star, and I wrote the star, but I paid you already, and it fell from me, and you grabbed it. He's trying to pay. He's trying to double dip. He's trying to get paid twice. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Braita say? Yitkayem ashtar bechotamav. Devrei Rabbi. Clearly, Rabbi says what? Yitkayem ashtar bechotamav. Means you have to make kiyum. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer. Yahloku. He says, listen, they're both holding on to the shtar. Each one says, it's mine. So what? Split it. So the Gemara analyzes. But Rabbi doesn't hold to the first Mishnah in Baba Metzia. What does it say in Baba Metzia, the first Mishnah? Shnaim uhazim betalit. Ze omer ani misatiha. Veze omer ani misatiha. Both come along and say, I found it. He says, I found it.
זה ישבה שאין לו בפחות מחסיה, וזה ישבה שאין לו פחות מחסיה, ויחלוקו. They both have to make a שבועה that they don't own less than half, and then what do? We split it. ואמר רבה אמר רב נחמן, so now what it means, how could you tell me over here that the Rabbi comes along and says what? יתקיים, make a קיום, what do you make a קיום? The משטר זה משרה, two guys holding on to a טלט, יחלוקו. So two guys holding on to a star, it should be yachloku. It's like a beferush mishnah. What does he mean? Ah, so we have to analyze the case. Ve'amar Rava Amar Rav Nachman b'mikuyam dechule alma lo peligi de yachloku. If the star was mikuyam already, and the malveh and the lovei walk at the betin both holding on to a star, there's no machloket. Everybody agrees yachloku. How do we know who it fell from? You don't know who it fell from, so therefore we all agree yachloku. Ki peligi. You know what the case where they're arguing is. B'she'enu mikuyam, where the star is not mikuyam, like we understood. Rabbi Savar modeh b'shtar sheketavo sarich lekayemo. Rabbi holds reverse from what we learned. Rabbi says what? The loveh is modeh that he wrote the star. Yeah, I wrote the star. Ah, you're modeh that you wrote the star, but I paid you. So therefore the malveh has to what? Make kiyum on the star. V'im mikayem le, and if he's mikayemet, Gabe palga. Then already he can get half. Because once you validate the star, now we know the star is valid now, but now you're both holding on to it. So therefore, in that case over there, the beast can say, first validate the star, that the star is a legal star. Because the you don't have a star kiyum over here. Because all, what's the loveh saying? It's a legitimate star, but I paid it. So he's saying the star is worth zero. Mekayim the star. Once you mekayim the star, then it goes back to a sefik. The e law, and if you're not going to validate the shtar, hasba be'almahu, then it's a piece of clay. It's a piece of clay, meaning it's kli haydes. It's valueless. The rabban shem'on min gamliel savar mode b'shtar sheketavo en sarich lekayemo v'yachloku. You don't have to make kiyum. He holds it's automatically mikuyam because the noveh made kiyum on it already. Ah, so there's the question. You just told us the opposite. You told us originally the B says in sarich lekayimo. Now we're saying according to the B sarich lekayimo, and the sotu with the bachur gemi saying the opposite. Gemara answers ipuch. You're right. You have to switch it around. Which one are we going to switch around? Which one are we going to switch around? Baba Betziah. Okay, right over here. Switch the shitot around. So therefore, really, the B is the opinion that says in sarich lekayimo, and the Shbag is the opinion that says. So everything is squared off. Now the Gemara goes and gives us another answer. We had a machlok between the B and the Ban Shimon Gamliel. What's the case over here? The case over here was talking about where a guy had a field, right? A guy had a field, and he's claiming that the field belongs to him. And we came along, and he says, "But I don't have the. He doesn't have the shtar. He doesn't have the shtar. But he's saying the field is his. So we wanted to write him another shtar. No, that was the case.
He had shtar
and hazakah. That's right. I review. Guy had two ways to validate his claim. He had a shtar, or he can prove that he had hazakah. They lived on the field for 3 years, and nobody contested it." So we had a mahloket when he has a shtar and a hazakah. Which of the two proofs should he use for his claim? One rabbi said he should use the shtar, and one rabbi said no, he should rely on the hazakah. We're trying to explain why is the shtar better than the hazakah. So we gave different interpretations. So now the Gemara says like this: Iba et ema leolam latipuch. Don't switch anything. The mahloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon has nothing to do with kiyum or not. Because we thought originally, how do we explain the machloket? We explained the machloket like this. The reason why the rabbi says don't use the shtar is because Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that in a case where you have a shtar and the loveh is modeh that he wrote the shtar, but he's saying, but I never sold it to you. I wrote the shtar, it fell, I never sold it to you. So therefore we have to make kiyum. That's why the Bachelor says don't use the shtar. Because if you use the shtar, you have to make a kiyum. Therefore, use the hazakah. And the Rebbe that says you could use the shtar, the shtar is perfect now. Because once the Dovez is modeh, or the seller is modeh that he wrote the shtar, finished, the shtar. So that's the way we explain the Mahabah. You had a problem with that. Because we have to ipuch baba mitziah. So he goes, you know what? Don't get involved in that. Don't ipuch it. The mahloket over here has nothing to do with modeh b'shtar shikitavo or not. The mahloket over here has to do with a new item. What's this item called? What is lebarer? Literally, to clarify. Does a person have to clarify? Which basically is a subject. Do we have a Rashbam to explain it? Yeah, we have a Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam. Second column. There's two columns of Rashbam over on this page. You see, right, third of the way down, like elahaka.
Belebarer kamepalge.
What's belebarer?
אדם שטוען למערער שני מיני חזקות יש לי אחת שיש בידי עדיין שטר מחירה שעשית לי על זה השדה ועוד שיש לי עדי חזקת שלוש שנים
Beautiful, exactly our case. A guy saying, listen, I have two proofs that I'm an owner of the field. Number one, I have a shtar still. And number two, I can prove with witnesses that I've been on the field for 3 years.
וכמה רבי נידון בשטר.
Why does the B say you go with the shtar?
שצריך לברר ולאמת את דבריו ולהביא את השטר כמו שטען ועדי חזקה בלא שטר לא יועיל לו כאן מאחר שזה עומד ומערער לא מסרתי לך שטר מעולם ולא מחרתי לך ושלא כדין החזקת
This guy is saying, well, I have a חזקה He's screaming the other guy What hazaka? You made an illegal hazaka. And the star that you claim to have is a full star. You have no star. So, according to the B, he can't just say, I'll bring Edim to prove the hazaka. He holds, once you introduce that you have another proof, you have to now support that proof. You can't just say, piss on the star. I'll show the hazaka. You mentioned you have a star. There's a guy on the other side screaming, there's no star, there's no nothing. So you can't just be, I'll go with my hazakah. No, now produce the shtar in Beti. That's the shita that says, Hayab lebarir. Since already he said it.
Ve'alat to'ein shtar sheyesh adayim biyadi. Ve'ilu lo ta'an kach.
If he didn't mention anything about the shtar, Hayab day lo ba'adi hazakah. But since he opened his mouth, that he has a shtar, okay, now bring the shtar.
כלומר, עסקת הבתים. דעת תלת שני מזדהר, אינש בשטרי תפל לא מזדהר.
Good. Which means normally, after 3 years, you don't have to produce a shtar. Because normally, we learned earlier in Haskat HaBatim. Exactly. How long does a person hold a shtar for? For 3 years. After 3 years, it loses the shtar. He doesn't need a shtar. So technically over here, the only reason why we tell him to produce his shtar is because you said you have a shtar. Yeah? Corroborate it now. Now go, prove it. That's the B.
The Rabban Shimon Sabar nidon af b'chazaka lebada. כאילו בא לידון בחזקה לבדה בלא שטר וכל שכן שמביא שטר מחירה לא בעת הוא עדי חזקה
when the Bajra said that you could use the חזקה he didn't mean to the exclusion of the shtar of course if you want to bring the shtar no problem but you don't need to bring the shtar because he holds one of the two is if he doesn't hold it just because you mentioned shtar that you have to be מברר
דאין אדם צריך לברר ריבוי טענות שטען
You don't have to prove every ta'ana that you claim.
She'en sirichim lo. You don't need the claim. Ve'echi de'ilu ta'an me'ikara avad shtari. Ve'esh li hazakah shol shanim day lo betar.
Let's see what it came and said. I don't have the shtar. I just have hazakah. We rely on hazakah. So, the Baal Shemam Gamal says, what's the difference between this? I have a shtar and I have a hazakah. Look at the proof. You don't need the shtar. Ta'ala is superfluous. Good, that's the problem. Now read the Gemara.
Ve'iba'itema. Le'olam la tipuch. אלא הכה בלברר כמפלגה כי עד רבי יצחק בר יוסף
סטורי רבי יצחק בר יוסף
הבא מסיק בזוזה ברבי אבא
he was trying to get money out of רבי אבא
אתה לקמד רבי יצחק נפחה
they came in front of the rabbi
אמר פרעתיך בפני פלוני ופלוני
he tells רבי יוסף I paid you in front of this guy in front of witnesses
אמר רבי יצחק, יבואו פלוני ופלוני ויעידו.
You paid him back in front of witnesses? Bring the witnesses here.
אמר לה, אילה עתו
לא מהם נינה? What, if I don't bring them, you don't believe me? והקי מלאן, we ever law. המלווה את חברו בעדים, אינו צריך לפרעו בעדים. This was all done with witnesses. There was no shtar. So the law is, המלווה את חברו בעדים, if you made a loan in front of witnesses, he doesn't have to pay back with witnesses. So therefore, I'm ne'eman, just to say, parahti. I happen to throw in, and by the way, witnesses. Oh, so the rabbi says, witnesses? Bring the witnesses. Amar le, ana ba'i kishmata demor svirali. The amar bi abba amar av adabar ahava amar rav. Ha'omer lehavero, peratiha bifne pedoni upedoni, sadik shiavo pedoni upedoni, viaidu.
I hold it in birur. Once already you claim you have witnesses, okay, you talked. Now go bring the witnesses.
So Amar Le, Veha Amar Rav Gidal, Amar Rav.
But what do you mean?
Rav Gidal said the name of Rav. Halacha Kedivre Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel.
And that's what? According to Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, Eno Sarich Lebarer.
Ve'af Rabbi Lo Amar Ela Lebarer.
And even Rabbi, all he said is, now this little tricky piece over here. He says, first of all, what do you mean?
What do you mean? I have to go prove myself.
Halakha, Rav said, Halakha is like the bunch of Am Gamliel. And even Rabbi, all Rabbi said is, Lebarer. All you have to do is just corroborate it.
Amar le anana me lebarer kamina.
What do you think I said? I said lebarer. Which means, he understood him as if he's asking for something more than birur. As if he's saying, you have to bring the witnesses, and the witnesses have to make the whole thing, you have to interrogate them. He says, no. He says, what do you mean? First of all, we don't go with birur. We don't go. We go like a bachelor. You don't need the don't witnesses. Need and even Rabbi, all Rabbi said is,
just clarify.
You clarify. So the rabbi answered him back, what do you think I said? That's what I meant. I meant to clarify. I didn't mean anything more than that. Look at the top Tashba.
Amar le ane nami lebarer ka'amina. Kilomar kirabi svirali. Ve'im lo birer devarav
hefsid, which means I wasn't saying more than the Rabbi. For say he thought like maybe he meant something more than birur. I didn't mean, I'm not saying anything more than birur. That's what I meant. Who's the halakha like? So look at the top Rashbam.
Ve'kach pirish Rabbeinu zekini menuchato kavod ve'perek zeborer aliba de Rabbi shesarich lebarer ve'im lo hevi shtar hefsid.
If he can't bring the shtar, he loses.
Ve'yesh lashon acher ve'emu mamash. Ve'afal pi shalacha kerabbi mechavero.
Normally you have a halacha. Rabbi mechavero. When it's Rabbi against one rabbi, like Rabbi against Rashbag, you follow Rabbi.
Ve'ha hilcheta kerabban shim'on. She'en sarich lebarer kedama Rav Gidal Amar Rav.
Since we have a gemara that says name Rav Gidal Amar Rav, halakha kerashbag. So in this case of en sarich lebarer. So back to our case. The guy comes along and says, I have a hazaka and I have a shtar. Bring whatever you want. You want to bring the hazaka, you don't got to bring the shtar. But you said it. So what's the difference? Maybe David didn't say it. The main point is, I made the hazaka. That's the way the Rashbam is. Posek alakha lemaaseh. En sarich lebarer.
Shepara miksat chovo.
It's a famous case. A guy paid part of his debt. You have a malveh, you have a loveh. He owes $1,000. He paid $500. But the malveh is still holding a shtar. The shtar says 1,000. That is a very dangerous situation over here. Because if you let him hold the shtar without any safety, he could present it again and get the full value.
So, Misha para miksat chovo, Rabbi Yehuda omer, yahlif.
Rabbi Yehuda says, write a new shtar. Yahlif, switch the shtar that he has and write a new shtar with the new amount.
Rabbi Yose omer, yichtov shovar.
Rabbi Yose says, no, sir. You don't write another shtar, write a receipt. Which means give the loveh a receipt that says, I paid 500 already. So when the guy produces his shtar again and says 1,000, he'll take out the shovar and say, oh, 1,000. Already I paid 500. So I have two ways of looking at it. Do you write a new shtar for the new amount, or do you write the loveh a receipt?
Amar Biyuda. So the Biyuda comes along and says,
you're giving a hassle to the loveh. by riding him a shovar, he has a burden out to make sure that he protects the shovar from the mice. Because if he loses the shovar, this guy is out $500 now because he can come and collect the whole thing. So the Biudas is not fair. Why should you put the Loveh in a predicament that he has to watch his receipt and protect it? So Amalu the Biyoseh, Kach Yafelo, good for him. Velo Yerakoho Shilzeh. I'm not going to weaken the power of the Malveh for that reason. Look at the Rashbam. Mi shepara miksat hovo b'malveh b'shtar ma'iri. V'ikale mehash pen yachzor ha'malveh v'yitbak kol hovo. You're right, he's going to present the shtar again and collect the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda omer, yachlif, yikra oto ha'shtar, rip up the first shtar, v'yichtov lo shtar aher. Lefi chashbon ha'nishar, according to the remaining amount. Mizeman rishon, but of course from the original time. You don't write the date of the shtar from now. You write the date of the shtar from when the original shtar was written. Yichtov shomar v'yishmeru ha'love. Rabbi Yosef says, no, write a receipt and give it to the love. L'shmor shuvaro shim avad shuvaro yazir ha'malveh v'yikbek kol chobo. Rabbi Yehuda says, what do you mean? How could you write a shuvar? It's going to be detrimental to the love. Now he has to hold on to the shuvar. Amal Rabbi Yosef, kach yafedu le'malveh. It's good for the malveh this way. She'yeh ha'love b'de'agat shimur shuvaro. Let the Loveh be under pressure to watch the receipt. You know why that will do? By the way, before that, who are you going to give the advantage to? You're going to bother the Malveh to write a second shtar? Listen, I did you a favor. The one that lends the money owns the one that
borrowed.
You're Eved. You go break your head with the Shovar now. I don't have to worry about the Shovar. And not only that, ולא יירק כוחו של מלווה להחליף שטרו כדמר ביהודה כדי שיחוף לפרעו. By him holding a shovar, and he's nervous that he's going to lose it, what is he going to do to Lovay? He's going to pay it quicker. Because if he loses the shovar, now he's going to have to pay 1,000. He's going to have to pay double. So by holding the shovar, it causes the Lovay to pay faster. So the Gemara says, of course buy the shovar. It's good for the Malveh. First of all, Eved Oved Ish Malveh. He's my Eved, this guy. Let him break his head holding the shovar. And you know what? By holding the shovar, he don't want to lose it. No. So therefore, he wants to get the debt off his head, so pay fast. That's the logic of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. Amar Ravuna, Amar Rav, in halacha, lo k'rabi Yehuda, ve'lo k'rabi Yosef. Now that you got both shitot in the Mishnah, halacha does not follow either of the shitot. Ela beddin mikar'ina shetar, ve'kodvim lo shtar aher, בזמן ראשון רשבן אין הלכה לא כרבי יהודה שאמר יחליף we don't write a new star ואפילו לכתוב לו מזמן ראשון על ידי עדים בלא בית דין כדי בפרש וזה דלו עלים מעדים לקרוא השטר ולהחליף וגלבות מזמן ראשון the logic is עדים do not have a power to rip up one star and then write a new star from the original date. The original star that was written, how was it written? In Beti. Witnesses signed it in front of Beti. Now, what do you want to do? According to the B, Yehuda, what does he say? Yachlif. Just make a new star. How do you make a new star? Was that the B Yehuda Shita? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The B Yehuda says, make a new. How do you make a new star? Let the witnesses come without a Beti. Let them rip up the first star. And let the witnesses write, so-and-so owes $500, and date it. So this Gemara is going to say, witnesses don't have such a power to write a new shtar, to mechayev, because by writing the original date, you are now obligating the kohot. Anything that he sold from that day until now, his liens on it. Edim don't have, listen, the first one was written in Betim. The second shtar, what does he say to be without? Let the witnesses come. What do you mean witnesses? Betin has a power because we have a deen of Hifkir, Betin, Hifkir. Betin can take money from one person and bring it to the other, they have powers. But Edim alone don't have rights to rip up a shtar and write a new shtar on their own to Mechayev Likuchot from already the original date. Right. So this rabbi is going to come along and I agree that you write a new shtar. But all he argues is the new shtar has to be written with a Betin. So read that inside. אלא בטין מקראין השטר וכותבין לו שטר אחר מזמן ראשון. Good. אמר לרב נחמן לרב הונה.
ואמרי לה רבי ירמיה בר אבא לרבונה. Because this was רבונה said this. אישמי עלה לרב הברייתא. If Rav would have heard the following Braita, what does it say in the Braita? Ditnan or Ditanya. Edim mekar'im et hashtar. It's on this machlok, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yose. The Braita says, Edim ripped the shtar up, v'chodvim lo shtar acher, mizman rishon. You have a clear Braita. If Rav would have seen the Braita, that clearly says that Edim rip up the shtar, and they write a new shtar from the first time, haba hadarbe. He would have retracted. Now, why would he retracted? Because we thought the Gemara originally misunderstood Rav's point. I already told you his point. I told you the point is Betin. But originally the Gemara thought his point was that the original, when you write the new shtar, is dated according to the original date. He thought for some reason, the Gemara thought that Rav understood Rabbi Yehuda, that your right witnesses write the new shtar, but when they write the new shtar, they date it according to today. So therefore, they thought Rav was coming to argue and saying, you don't date it according to today's date of the new shtar, you date it according to the original. So they said, it's a shame, if Rav would have seen the Braita that clearly says that you date it according to the original, he wouldn't have argued, because they really hold you right according to the original. So he says, Amar leh, shamiya leh, velo hadarbe. Rav Huna is already talking. He knew the Braita. And he still didn't reach out, because that wasn't his point. What was his point? Bishlama bedina alime laafku'e mamona. Ela edim sha'asu shlihutan. Chozrin ve'osin. Shlihutan. Which means, bishlama abedin. To write a new shtar, they have a right. Because Betin has the power of Ifkir, Betin Ifkir. But if I told Edim, you have a Shlichut, go write a shtar that Ploni owes so and so. They did the Shlichut. What gives them a right now, without the Shlichut, without anything, to go now and just write a new shtar? Because I paid half. Oh, you paid half? Okay, now rip up the shtar and we'll write a new one. They don't have a call to write a new shtar. That's Rav's contention. I'm not arguing on the day. We all agree you date it originally. But I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda that says you could do it by Edim alone. Right. Look at the Rashbam. Bishlama bedina mikar'inu mahlifim. Ama aha aher. Vekotvin oto mizman lishon netof shelo kedin mizman lishon. Demenadin lo alim shtara lemetaf ela miyom shenichtav. It's a hadush really. Because normally when you write a shtar, the power of a shtar is from when? From there you wrote it. Bedin is very powerful. You know what? They could write a shtar today, but administer it from the loan. That's the power to do that. Who gave them this power? That's the claim that Rav has against Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, Rav can argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Like we always say, Rav Tanahu Upalik. So comes Gemara and says, wait. Velo? Third line. Velo? Vela? What do you mean? Edim don't have power? Veha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Oh, we have a statement in the name of Rav. Edim Kodvin Afilu Asara Shtarot Asade Ahat. Beferush, Rav said, Edim can write even ten shtar, which means what? The guy lost the shtar, write another shtar for him. He lost the shtar, write another shtar. So you see what? If they keep on writing, nu shtarot. You don't have to go to Bedin. Rav himself said it. Rav Yosef Amar, Bishtar Matana. Rav says, what type of shtar? Shtar Matana, a gift, which means all you're showing is proof of ownership. You're not writing a mishtar where he has rights to go collect nikuhot. You're writing a shtar matana. You're the owner. Okay, of course. I lost it. I'll write you another one. Then come on. Like you said, or can talk about a business shtar. But so long as I'm just writing you a shtar of ownership and I'm telling you, chutz min acharayut, you have no rights to go collect from the kohot, take it right. So Rav never said you can write a new shtar, mizman rishon with edim to go collect the kohot. You can only write a shtar as proof of ownership. That's why he argues on the Buddha. Like we did, Rashbam.
ואמר רב יהודה אמר רב מי שעבד שטרו ואמר לעדים כתבו לי אחר חוזים וכותבים אפילו עשרה שטרות אם עבדו זה אחר זה ומשל רב יוסף אמר לעולם אין כוח בידם של עדים לעזוב ולכתוב שטר אחר לגבות מלקוחות וכי כאמר רב יהודה אמר רב העלים למשטר מתנה שאין בו אחריות וכיוון שהכל יודעים שנותן לו השדה, למה לא יכתבו לו שטר מתנה? Everybody knows it says, what about the משטר? For proof. להיות בידו, לעדות את תיקוי, על עבי ידס, or אפילו remain in his possession. ורבה אמר, אפילו בשטר מכירה, כאמה ורבי יהודה, אתם כותבים, שעשה וכל דלת באחריות, like there's no אחריות. וכתאמין אל נעל, חוץ מאחריות שבו. Like you're writing the star. I'm giving you a star, without any rights of אחריות. כתבו הרב, שטרה, דנה, דקתמרו, לא למגבו ב... Very good. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.